Welcome to Shom Machshava and the Daf. She responds, Elohi Nishmas, Am Yaakov Shom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Basso, Daf Samech Zayin. The Mishnah Amud Aleph mentions that if someone who sold the Chatzer, he did not sell the Merchatz. What's the Merchatz? It's a separate house which is meant for the Merchatz. This leads us to one of the Se'ifim that you have in Savos of Yudah Chosid, which is a little hard to understand, and especially to accept in today's day and age. The Tzavos Rebbe Chassi brings different gersos, which point it is, which seif is it, but it says like this, Lo yaseh odom beisa mechetz beveisoi, person should not do beisa mechetz in his house, elam ken asaboy bolon v'roichetz l'rabim. Unless he has there someone who is preparing it for other people, and many people will use the mechetz. V'im also yichor v'bais, if he does it, the bais will be destroyed. So doing a merchatz in the house is a big problem. Some of the tshuvas for him want to bring rice from our Mishnah to both tzdodim regarding Yudah Chosid. In Shut Betzel HaChochmu, Chalak Beis Simen Amidalit, he says, you see in our Mishnah that people did have Beis HaMechatz in their house. You have a chatzah with a Beis HaMechatz. So Mashu over here, that even though Yudah Chosid said not to do Beis HaMechatz, that's only mamish in the house. But if you do a separate house is fine. On the other hand, other tshuvas for him, Shut Mishpatech Yaakov brings, that the opposite. You see from here the definition of a merchatz is a separate home. A separate house, that's what Rabbi Yudah Chosid spoke about. What's called in the Gemara, Beis HaMechatz. But something which is in the house, that's not a problem. And some, and that's how Rav Sternbuch brings in the name of the Beis Yisrael, the Ger Rebbe, they learned that Rabbi Yudah Chosid speaking about, specifically about a mikvah. A shower, a merchatz, of course you could do. But a mikveh you can do in the house. And this is the source that many have today, many know, that there's a problem to have a mikveh in your house. What's the source? If your Yudah Chosid says not to do a merchatz v'vei, so what does he mean? They want to say it means a mikveh. But the Maaseh, Rav Moshe Feinstein and Higris Moshe Radech, like Beis Simen Tzadik Zayin, he goes back and forth what exactly Yudah Chosid speaks about. He says at the end of the day, today, kolo oilom nuagim heter, v'lo elaklal alibu shel shum ish mirash v'izborach, Shesh chashash isher b'zeh. There's no problem. And there, mimele, even if there is a problem, even Rabbi Chosid spoke about a problem, like a shuch chashash ladino, kivan kvadashu barabim shayim epsayim Hashem. We know that people do something, can rely on it, it's fine. Similarly, in Sternbuch, in Chilak Alef Simen Taftaf Memtes, he brings a Rabbi Chosid, he brings the Ger Rebbe, and he says, that first of all, Rabbi Chosid said Beis HaMechetz, Beis HaMechetz is not a mikvah. So he wants to say a mikvah should be fine. Adarabah, a mikvah is a mitzvah. So we have a klal, shomer mitzvah, lo yedo davara. And he brings the name of his brother-in-law that heard from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says no issue to do a mikvah in the house. And as a Sternbuch, you see today, everybody has a Beis HaMechatz in the house. Everybody has a shower, a bathhouse. And a mikvah is even better. So he says that's something which is miskabel. And even what Gerer Rebbe said, he probably had other reasons why it was usher. Just add to this, the Rebbe, Moshe Shapir Zatzal, I know personally, once there was a Gvir who was building a very nice big house, and he told him, if you're already building a big house and investing so much in the house, you should build a mikvah in there for men, for you, to be able to use on a daily basis. So you see that nobody was choshesh of building a mikvah in the house. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.